This is Vance and Kyle's podcast. We will be talking about a terrible genocide that went from 1933 to 1945. A story about a poor young woman named Alike Freeman. She experienced the ghetto of Nagy Magyar, Auschwitz, Plaszow, in an Augsburg factory, and some very long, dangerous train rides. She started out in a ghetto that did not have much food or worldly pleasures.
Chugga 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 choo choo!
Today we are going to focus on the concentration camp she has been in and not been imprisoned in. We are going to start with Auschwitz. Alike's story, I Have Lived a Thousand Years, tells us that upon entrance to Auschwitz, you see a huge metal sign saying, "Work will set you free." After you pass under the sign, you saw the selection area. This area is where many families got separated. The people that went to the left were killed in gas chambers where they would all die, and the people that survived got to work hard and get little food. These people would probably also die. Alike Freeman was separated from her aunt Serena.
Then the people went and took showers together while nude. Then these people were given shoes too big or small for them, and gray dresses that also may not have fit well. Then once they were all dressed in their one clothing garment they had, they got their hair shaved further, giving these people no personality. This happened to an astonishing 437,402 Jews alone. There were also many disabled and other religious people that went here and experienced this. To start off, I would like to share a sad story about the Holocaust. About 6 million Jews were killed brutally by the evil Nazis. Before this, though, almost all of the Jews had to live in a cramped ghetto. As many as 10 families could be cramped into a single two-room house. Imagine yourself cramped there with nowhere to sleep or eat. And once a family ran out of food, it would be very difficult to find more food. Conditions were terrible, and it was so difficult to find the necessities to survive. Around the ghettos, there were tall fences with guards watching the inmates. This gave them no privacy whatsoever because the guards were always watching them because they were paid to do this. In the morning inside the camps, the people would be rounded up to be counted in the morning to make sure everybody was alive and there. Then the people would be forced to do hard manual work to help the German army. Things that they would do would include clearing land or building bombs and stuff.
Alike's mother got injured inside of one of the concentration camps. She had to be in the infirmary for many weeks. People weren't very nice and helpful to them. Alike often sneaked over to check on her mother. She then got caught and had a brutal punishment of sitting at a fence with no food or water for 24 hours. Then a group of roughly 4 people went and tried to break her out.
It's a very good thing that Alike and her friends rescued their mother from the infirmary, because all the people who had been in the infirmary for more than a month often got sent to the gas along with other people.